I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Save big now during Menards Super Savings Sale. Brighten your home with a 3-panel LED light bulb, now just $199. Stay warm with a hardwood firewood bundle, only $399. Stock up with Clorox All-Purpose Cleaner, just $299. A 16-pack of Zest Bar Soap is only $7.99. Hurry, these great deals won't last long. Sign up for Menards emails to get the weekly flyer plus exclusive daily flash sales right to your inbox.
Save big money at Menards.
Well, sometimes you have kids, you're like, okay, well, this might be lame, but I'm going to take them because kids have bad taste in things, right? I mean, it doesn't have to be perfect to entertain them.
I got something planned for this weekend that I'm going to that I'm already worried about.
That said, I mean, it can be so lame that even kids are like, yeah, this kind of sucks. And boy, this seems like one of them. Some people are comparing it to the doomed Fyre Fest from a few years ago when all those people paid a ton of money to go to an island. It's not.
Yeah, I mean, it's a
Much smaller scale. It's completely doomed and as ill thought out and poorly planned. It's the big Willy Wonka experience. Check this out.
So is it Willy Wonka's chocolate factory or a meth lab? That's the big question.
Wait, what? Wow, what a start. Is it Willy Wonka's factory or a meth lab?
One of the two. Okay.
When you see more, you'll go, okay, I can see the comparison.
All right.
So is it Willy Wonka's chocolate factory or a meth lab? That's the big question the internet is asking after a Wonka-themed immersive experience left customers pretty disappointed. A UK event company put together an immersive experience titled Willy's Chocolate Experience that promised to transport Willy Wonka fans into a magical realm. The attraction was
They were just showing the poster.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks...
It looks
like where the kids went before the fat kid went up the chocolate tube. Was it Augustus Gloop?
Augustus. Yeah. Giant lollipops and different hard candies and grand scale and bright colors.
The attraction was not affiliated with the Warner Brothers movie Wonka, though the event's marketing came as close as possible to suggesting it was based off it. But the whole thing turned out to be such an epic letdown. According to The Guardian, customers who queued up found a sparsely decorated warehouse with a scattering of plastic props, a small bouncy castle, and some backdrops pinned against the walls. It was so bad, children were in tears, and some customers even called the cops. Photos from the event went...
Customers called the cops?
If you're watching on the webcams, you can see it, fancy idiots. And if you're not, so the left is what we described. Apparently, an artificial intelligence created image of what would be an amazing Willy Wonka experience. The line would be around the block.
Yeah, it looks and like on it the was right done by Disney.
Is what really happened. It's a bunch of lame plastic stuff, spaced too far apart to even give the effect of trying.
Yeah, they have way too
big. With a lot of
big
black curtains that looked like when they were doing clinics to give people vaccines for COVID and get as many people through there as they can.
It's in such a big area, too, like a big warehouse-type space. If they were in something that was maybe a tenth of the space, it probably would have looked a little bit better. But, yeah, there's way too much dead space in between
everything.
It looks
awful. And there's so much concrete and, like, little black curtains and stuff. It reminds me when you're in the, like, bowels of the hockey arena.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, and they have stuff stored for between period events.
Yeah, like, oh, there's the risers we pull out if we have a big choir sing the national anthem.
The event went viral online, comparing what was promised to what was delivered. One user even compared the event to running a meth lab.
But is that
the
an Guardian Oompa Loompa standing behind a chemistry set?
I guess so, yeah. That's
happy.
It's a crack Loompa.
A meth lab. The Guardian added that the event organizers refunded tickets, which were $44 a pop, and apologized for the very stressful and frustrating day. For more updates to the story, head to THR.com.
So, do you think they had grand plans of making that awesome? And then it got closer and they're like, man, building a whole building out of candy's hard.
Probably.
Go down to Party City and get some garbage.
Get a rainbow and a pipe.
Yeah.
Well,
grand ideas.
Apparently somebody tracked down the person who was cast to be Wonka, right?
Yes. He posted this. I think he posted it on TikTok.
Oh, no one tracked him down. He spoke out.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. My name is Paul Connell, and I was one of the actors employed to play Willy Wonka at the Wonka's Chocolate Experience fiasco that happened in Glasgow this weekend. I'm going to be poking a little bit of fun at the event, but I wanted to say before I start that I feel for anyone who bought tickets to this event, people who are expecting a magical chocolate experience and got me in a top hat in a dirty warehouse in Glasgow. people who wanted Timothy Chalamet and got Timothy Charlatan. But I am going to tell kind of my side of it as an actor who was employed at this event. So the first red flag for me was when I was cast as Willy Wonka. Anyone who looks at me and thinks Willy Wonka and not Oompa Loompa is out of their mind.
I wouldn't have thought Oompa Loompa, but he definitely, Willy Wonka's been always dark haired, Johnny Depp, and now Timothy Chalamet. And this guy is very toe-headed, very blonde.
I give off major Oompa Loompa energy, but not like a good Oompa Loompa, not like one of the, like one that's at the back during the dance numbers, like falling over like your aunt at a line dancing class on holiday. But I got cast as the part on the Thursday and was told that I needed to learn the script for the Friday. So I said, no problem, send it over. The script was 15 pages, monologue.
So he got sent the day before?
Oh, my God.
So he got the part on Thursday. They sent him 15 pages of monologue and said, learn this by tomorrow.
Okay, yeah.
Pretty much of AI-generated gibberish, which I will read some for you if you want. In fact, no, I don't even need to read it because I learnt it all and it was mad. I've learnt all of it. That's all in there. That's in my brain. So I'll give you one of the lines from the script. I'm not going to do the Willy Wonka voice because I think I've embarrassed myself enough over the last few days. But one of my favorite lines was, there is a man who lives here. His name is not known, so we call him the unknown. The unknown is an evil chocolate maker who lives in the walls. What? what is an evil chocolate maker for a start? Does he make evil chocolate? Or is he an evil man who makes chocolate? And what do you mean he lives in the walls?
This is supposed to be like a fun, immersive experience for little kids. Yeah. And you're talking about how you're an evil chocolate maker who lives in the walls.
And we do know his name. It's on the sign.
Yeah.
Willy Wonka. So
I had to perform that line with gusto and validity. And that was a challenge as an actor. We were told on the experience to hand out a jelly bean, one jelly bean per child, and a quarter of a cup of Tesco's own brand lemonade.
So that's the same amount of milk you add to Kraft macaroni and cheese. It's basically a communal lemonade.
Yeah. Ugh. Yeah. From their local grocery store.
That was what the children got. No chocolate. there was no chocolate to be had at this chocolate factory, which I really think they missed the trick, because if there's ever an event to sell chocolate, I'd say it was this one. But no, they went with a single jelly bean and a quarter of a glass of lemonade.
This guy was hired to be Willy Wonka at the very failed Willy Wonka experience in Glasgow, Scotland.
Oh, that was fantastic.
God. Wow.
If there was ever an event to sell chocolate,
a single jelly bean and a quarter of a cup of lemonade.
There isn't a kid ever, and kids love any candy, who wouldn't think that was horse bleep.
Yeah. Yeah, anything free a kid will take, and they're upset about that. Yuck. This is just further reasoning why you should just not bother taking your kids to stuff.